Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
All right, Brett, Matthew, Jack, Dave, Christopher, all you guys waking up early in the chat room over there, thanks for being with us as we broadcast live on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, Periscope, Twitter right here, and of course around the globe on the Next Round Live app and on the website, nextroundlive.com. Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, Rockstar, and Forrester all with you today. Fun show ahead. Joel Klatt, the Klatt Monkey, back with us at 10 o'clock today. Stan White talking about Auburn's trip to Happy Valley. Auburn's trip to Happy Valley coming up at 10:25. And later in the show, John Metchie, Alabama's wide receiver, with us live at 12 noon. That's a little bit later on. We're working through an upgrade in some of our equipment last night. Brown, you were here late last night putting in our new board. Is this our final board?
I was not putting it in, to be clear. Yeah. I was watching Once Upon a Time in Queens while our new engineering staff was putting it in. Yeah, this is it, man. Yes. We're finally grown up and getting our permanent equipment. Aren't you guys thrilled?
So, Rockstar, your permanent board is in there now. If we can get a Rockstar camera shot, how does that look? Oh, look at that thing.
Yeah,
oh,
that's sure. Beautiful, Rockstar.
Look at buttons that galore.
You know, yes. 25 years ago, it was a Casio keyboard for you.
I know.
Boy, the times have changed.
Yeah. It has.
I mean, are those lights that are flashing there on that? I haven't been in there to see it yet.
Those are meters reading.
Well, yeah, I think they're flashing in our shot. They are not flashing for Rockstar there. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Now, how familiar are you with that? Is it like
it's if my I first just, day.
Yeah, okay. But is it like somebody that would drive a car? It's a different kind of car?
It is. You have to get used to a lot of different buttons, a lot of different formats. So we'll be okay, though.
Yeah. I like the way it looks.
Thanks. That's what it's all about.
Okay, so I can promise you, of anyone listening, and perhaps most people in our office here, I'm one of the few that's going to notice that the sound is infinitely better. And this drives my wife crazy.
Like already?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yes, yes.
I can tell a little bit of difference.
Oh,
the
infinitely
sound.
Better.
I don't know about infinitely, but I can tell the difference.
Have, since day one, there has been a buzz in Lance's microphone that has driven me crazy.
Yeah, but day one, it was really bad, and it got a little better,
but it's still been there since day one. It has driven me crazy. It is gone now, and my day is made. Nothing could ruin my day now that buzz is gone.
I don't know if Blue Collar Dollar works for the engineering team, but he says it sounds great, much improved.
Of course it's much improved. Here's the thing. And this drives my wife crazy. I pick at concerts and at church where we sit based on where it sounds best.
Okay. I can't tell a difference, but of course, I've never thought the American Idol winner ever sounded good.
Right. And you're
I never
only,
picked the winner.
You're using one of your TV earpiece, so it's going to be hard for you to tell. But
So do you sit the same place church every Sunday?
I do, yeah, yeah.
Do you have to get there early?
He's Baptist. That goes without saying.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
They make jokes about that Lance sitting in the same place as church. But in Rockstar will tell you this, in concerts, the best sounding seat in the concert is where, Rockstar?
Ooh.
It's next to the guy that mixes the sound because he's mixing it to his ears. So you're going to get the best mix right there.
No, but there are sound engineers that you work with that when you're sound checking, I've done this before, when you're sound checking before the show, they go out and sit in each section by themselves to see how the sound is sounding.
Yeah.
So just see like, well, on the left, it's a little too much bass. So our guy sits in each individual section going, it sounds really, really good here, not so good here.
And see, my wife, she doesn't care, but I just got to sit where I can hear. I don't want to strain to hear. Like, I run the TV loud. I'm deaf because of what we do for a living, but I run the TV loud. I'm just telling you. And Mark agrees. He says, I'm right, 1,000% better on the sound. This made my day. I'm thrilled.
I can tell a difference. I really can.
Thank you, Lance. Welcome aboard. If Jim would use real headphones, he could tell.
But. Well, I'm equal sound of Kegerator and with the ones
it's about, man.
Do you actually have a headphone just in one ear?
Yeah, see?
Yeah, so you don't even use...
Yeah, there's nothing in this ear.
Yeah, you're going to go deaf in your right ear, Jim.
Well, I only use one ear.
Well, I know. You're going to go deaf in your right ear.
Yeah. What?
You and Jim will not be able to communicate in about 10 years. Oh, well, jump in the chat room, chat with yourselves over there. You guys always have a great conversation going. You can comment there. You can also call the show at 205-734-0923. We sound so good today. Do we even need to talk?
No.
Just sit here and just hum and sing all day long.
You want me to sing?
No, don't.
Blake is right. I'm a 110 today instead of 100, just on the sound alone.
Which I wasn't counting on because Brown was up here until 10:30 Eastern, 9:30 Central last night, 7:30 on the West Coast.
Yeah, I timed it in the Central time zone.
I was at home last night. These two were at trivia. So I thought I'd be the one that was waking up on the sunny side of the bed. I thought we'd get Grumpy Brown today.
No,
well, Lance
no.
and I last night were learning that Penn State and Auburn have a home and home.
There's a guy at Odie's Trivia that has been looking forward to that game. Was he thrilled?
Yeah, trust me, he's not listening. he's excited. Just finally here. We went through the entire Vegas board last night.
We did. He had
while I was grading trivia.
Some people can't read a room.
Yeah, some people do not read body language well, because I know the body language Lance was exuding there. I've seen it.
How overly nice am I?
You are.
Has so much patience with him.
He does.
Because it's everything is like one last game and I'll leave you alone. Then he'll come back.
Yep. One more question.
More
I think I'm the only one that really has patience with him, but I try.
Yeah, you do well with that, Lance. I'll applaud you for that.
Carrie jumps in. Once upon a time in Queens. Well, wait. I thought I was pretty nice to him the one night I hosted trivia.
Well, I wasn't there with you. I don't know.
So much so that he wanted to ride together to an Auburn game.
Well, just to pull the curtain back, the past three times he's asked me if I gave you his phone number.
Yeah.
And
did
why
you?
Haven't you called?
Did you give Jim his phone number?
I'm not going to call.
Well, he's asked why. Did you give him my phone number? I did. Well, he hadn't called me. Okay.
I mean, Forrester, I'm not sure I've ever called Forrester, and we work together. I don't use the phone very well.
So you mean to tell me you're going to text him?
I just don't call people.
I really don't call people either.
I miss the phone conversations. I still like the phone conversation more than the text.
I really don't. I call family members, and if it's just too much for text with one of you guys, I'll call you. But other than that, I stay away from the phone calls. Yeah. I'm not a big phone call guy.
I know I come across as a guy who back in the hardline phone with the long extension cord would have pulled it on the couch and wrapped my finger around it while I was chatting to
like
a young
teenage
lady.
Girl?
Slip-ons. Yeah. Oh, God, yes. Jellies? You wearing jellies?
but I just am not that guy. I don't like to talk on the phone because I'm not good at conversation. I really am not. I'm good at getting us in and out of commercial breaks, setting you guys up for a commercial read, and throwing out a question, letting you two answer, and then moving on. That's about all I do.
But people do appreciate how awkward some of the conversations are. Yeah. That's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
I think you're okay at talking. You're bad at ending.
Yeah, you don't know how to get out of a conversation.
Yeah,
right.
he doesn't want to end them.
If you were just in a 2 or 3 minute conversation, you're totally fine. But once it gets to that point where you can tell someone needs to take the out.
Yeah, you're tough getting out of them. You did it the other day. I can't remember where we were. And the person you were talking to, I could tell it was 100% you did not want to be in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And the person had given it the wrap and you extended it. And I was like, why does Dunaway do this? I think it was when we were at lunch the other day and the girl was asking us the super awkward question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she was about to walk away.
I mean, can we talk about that?
Yes, because there's zero chance she's listening.
First off, Mark, 1,000 times better. I mean,
I told you.
My God, we've been doing this a month. Nobody told us it was sounding bad.
You guys don't doubt me on sound. I know it.
Why'd you let us sound so bad for a month?
There was no other option because of China. How does he say it, Rockstar?
China.
Everything's on back order. We had to deal with what we could get at the time. All this stuff's on back order.
Yeah, we did have a date that was set.
That's right.
We had to make sure that we were up and operational.
Hey, shout out Russell.
Oh, and by the way, it's 1 month ago today.
It is 1 month ago today.
Congratulations, everybody. Cheers.
How about that sound?
Cheers. Yeah.
One month in.
One month in.
I'm going to get a beer right now.
Yeah, I'll have you one, Lance. Yeah, it's 5 o'clock
Give
somewhere.
Give me one, too, man.
Beer.
Beer's for everybody.
LT's going to get a beer, everybody. It's our 1 month anniversary.
Give me the Mick Ultra, please. I need to watch my calories, man. I'm drinking all these 10 a.m. beers.
Just wait till lunch.
Russell says, tuning in for the first time. Longtime listener when you guys are on the radio. Really happy for you guys. Thanks for being in with us, Russell, Tyler. 100% t-shirt idea, fantastic. I agree with Brown. We need that t-shirt of Brown is 100 or something like that. I'm in the Brown Club 100. We come up with a t-shirt idea.
Figure that one out. Yeah, we're kicking around some t-shirt ideas. I had one yesterday that I think is fantastic.
Yeah,
I think we'll sell boatloads of them.
Hopeful AU fan used to turn the volume way up just to hear you guys. Now I don't need to do that. Sounds fantastic.
See?
Well, hello, everybody.
Welcome in. It's a whole new world of our show.
It's made my day.
That's right.
LT working the bar back over there. Oh,
beer at 9 a.m.
The Ultra hadn't been used a lot, so the foam.
Yeah, you're going to be a little foamy for the Ultra.
That's okay. Right. It looks like the Bud Light's about out. You've been in that. We've gone through a keg in 4 days. I mean, it got a little spit there. Went pew. Okay. That's your Bud Light. Do I have to get up and get my Mick Ultra?
Jeez, got away. Pushy.
I'll tip out here in a second.
Head. Yeah. You're used to that.
Yeah. Well, cheers to a month.
That's right. Welcome
cheers
in.
Cheers to a month.
Cheers.
Yeah,
cheers.
I thought about cheers. That shower thought again this
interesting,
morning.
Interesting, yeah.
Oh, really? You think in the shower now.
Jeez.
What we were going to talk about. Oh, the lady yesterday at lunch. We'll get to Auburn and we'll get to
miss lunch, by the way.
We'll get to Auburn and Penn State in a second and everything else. Football tonight, Joel Klatten and our Rockstar's got our four downs. But yesterday at lunch, I didn't get us into this awkward conversation. It actually started with Brown.
That is correct.
And all the guys lined up sitting by each other, and that's how it started.
Was it a sponsor?
It was not a sponsor. We go to a local restaurant here after the show, and we're the only ones in there. I mean, it was after the lunch rush. Show's over at 1. We didn't get there at about 1:30. And it's one of those deals that's got the biggest tables, the booth on one side, and the chairs on the other. So for whatever reason, three of us squeeze into the booth, and nobody's at the chairs. And one of the girls that's working looks at us and starts laughing. So we, of course, try to make it more awkward, right? And we act like we're on a date and all that. And she was getting a kick out of it. So then when Dunaway and I can't even remember who was on the lunch. Anyway, when everybody gets to the table, she walks over and says, can I ask you guys a question? I was like, yeah. She goes, you're all married, because we were all wearing wedding rings. And she says, I'm dating a guy, and he's okay making pictures with me, but he asked me not to post them on Facebook, and he won't put them on Facebook either.
Yeah. Oh, I gave her the answer at the end. Yeah. I gave her the answer at the end. Yeah. I tried to be nice at first.
Well, we did. But here's what threw the curveball, because she was like, do you guys think that's an issue? And we're all trying to be nice instead of say, yeah, I think it's a big issue. We were dancing around it. But then she says, he tells me once we get engaged, he'll put the photos out there.
So of which I then said, well, if you really want to know what's going on, he doesn't want to post pictures with you because that's going to hurt him with other women. So he's playing the field with a lot of people, or he has a significant other, and he doesn't want her or them to see you.
Well, and can I bring up the obvious until we get engaged? Who's got to ask that question?
That's going to be him. Yeah, he's controlling that situation.
Yeah, so he's still going to play it as long as he can.
Yeah. I'd stop just short of saying those pictures will never make it on social media.
Right. Speaking of pictures, does he ask for any Snapchats?
I did not go that far. The food arrived, and I was out of the conversation at that point. I was completely done.
Yeah, you don't get between Brown and food.
That's right. Once the food arrived, I was over.
She'd have lost an arm at that point.
So did she seem defeated?
No, she was very
upbeat.
Yeah, very upbeat.
I mean, if she's got a good friend group, a good circle, they probably tell her the same.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean, she was like, well, I'm going to have to talk to him about that tonight.
Yeah, and that was the last thing I said to her when she left. I said, yeah, you go tell him you talked to five complete strangers at a restaurant and they told you it was an issue. Yeah,
I actually gave him some fake names.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
As David would say, people we used to know.
That's true.
Thank you. Charles playing a drinking game. You guys ever played Presidents and A-Holes?
I have not. How does that work?
It's a good game. It's a card game.
Yeah, it's a card game. I played that in Baton Rouge one time, and LT would have been the loser that time, having to get up and get us the beer. He's dead on that one. Thank you for getting the beer, though, LT. I appreciate that. Charles, poll question today. Does Jim make it until 1 o'clock? This will probably be my only one. I may have another one at lunch. Champy's Chicken bringing us lunch today, one of our great sponsors.
Those tamales go down good with the beer.
No, we are going to one day have to go a full four and see how it goes.
It's going to be interesting.
And just get Brown to drive us home?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Responsible drinking. I like that. Standard for Insurance, keep you responsible in life with their insurance, and we'll jump into what's going on in sports in just a second.
Get an insurance checkup. Make sure you're getting the best insurance for the best price. Standard for Insurance Group can do that for you. They've been serving the Southeast for more than 20 years. Auto rates have lowered 4 times in the last 12 months. So here's what you do. Get your coverages and what you pay every month and call the Standard for Insurance Group and let them run the numbers for you. 664-3200, standardforinsurancegroup.com, 664-3200 or standardforinsurancegroup.com.
Listen, when I was growing up, I was already older. But you guys were growing up. I was in college and then starting my career. Boy, the NFC East games, or the Eastern Division games, as they were called back then, were just wonderful games. I've got to the point now where if they're on like they are tonight, Thursday night, Giants and the Washington football team, I don't like watching those games.
They're a hard watch, NFC East.
I enjoy watching the Cowboys when they play anyone else out of division, but I used to love Cowboys-Giants, Cowboys-Redskins, Cowboys-Eagles. Those were fun games. I can't stand to watch the NFC East anymore. My least favorite division.
You're talking about, though, Lance, when Jim is talking about this, I think you're talking about late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, and, LT.
Yeah, especially early 90s, the Giants and the 49ers, those are two of the best NFC teams. So Lawrence Taylor and Phil Sims were kicking.
Yeah.
The Cowboys, once Jimmy Johnson took over and they made all that draft, they were really good. You know, the Eagles had Randall Cunningham and Reggie White.
Doug Williams and the Redskins.
People will forget, if you're not old enough, didn't they win three Super Bowls in the 80s, the Redskins?
Redskins won, I know they won 1991.
So it was like 3-12 years or something. Yeah.
I think they won two.
Okay. Yeah. But Joe Gibbs was a dominant coach. I mean, that was the dominant division.
They won three because Doug Williams.
Yeah.
If you go into the early 90s.
And people will forget that now because the Redskins are an afterthought.
But, you know, coming into this season, I thought the East would be a little improved. You know, because I thought the Cowboys, they were so banged up last year. With Dak coming back, I thought that offense would be dynamic. It looked dynamic against your Tampa Bay Bucs.
It did.
Washington with Fitzpatrick going down. Although Heinicke's not a bad quarterback. You saw him in the postseason last year.
Almost beat us.
He's a guy that can move around with the legs, a little bit like Fitzpatrick. He's a kid that plays with a lot of confidence. You know, they had a terrible turnover from Antonio Gibson. Gibson's getting better and better. They've got McLaren's pretty good weapon. I thought the Giants would be much improved. They were awful. Their third down defense. Galladay's not 100% yet. Obviously, Saquon's not 100%. I mean, I'm kind of excited about this game. I would much rather watch this than Ohio and Louisiana.
The college game is so bad. And I was thinking about this morning in the shower. The NFL has killed Thursday night college football. And I appreciate the NFL giving us as much football as possible. I love the NFL, but it's killed Thursday night college
football. Yeah, because you're
football.
Not going to put a good college game against
it. Why would ESPN – I'll tell you what it's done. It's improved Friday night. We got decent games Friday night. I mean, Illinois-Maryland is – Maryland's undefeated. UCF and Louisville. UCF's undefeated, a road favorite there.
I'll bet all in on UCF and Louisville, yeah.
You tell me if I'm wrong. If the NFL was not playing tonight, we would have Clemson and Georgia Tech.
Either that or UCF-Louisville will be a Thursday night game.
Yep, exactly. One of those would be happening tonight. Or maybe Cincinnati-Indiana.
Maybe so. I don't know. But it has killed Thursday night college football. And Thursday night college football used to be so much fun.
Sneaky good game tonight, Ohio and Louisiana.
No. It's a hard sell on me.
No, not a good game tonight, says LT.
But if you,
how come?
Because Louisiana is really good and Ohio is not good.
That's generally a recipe for a bad game.
I think Frank Solich, sit up and drink your beer, Jim. You know, honestly, I think it's 76 now. Am I right on Frank Solich?
I'll look it up. I think you're pretty close.
Though. I think he's 76, and I think it's starting to go in the wrong direction.
Is it 9:17? Are we having a beer at 9:17?
Frank Solich is 77. 10:17 Eastern, though. Frank Solich is 77. Is this the earliest beer you've ever had?
No. I guarantee you pubs are full in London right now.
You think so?
Please.
Thursday afternoon
I
in London?
I guarantee I've drank a beer at every minute of the day.
Every minute?
Yeah,
wow.
Of course.
Rockstar, do you believe that?
Yes, I do. 1,000%.
Rockstar. Yeah. Rockstar's lived it.
Yeah, Every minute.
I've seen it.
Well, so you think, like, if I just
Brown,
give you...
you've flown with me, like, early morning. Yeah, like, at 6 o'clock. You've seen me, like, have beers.
I have. Yeah, I've seen you go straight to the bar.
And then I've stayed out all night before. So, yeah. I mean, I just...
So you think, like, random 4:13 a.m.
I mean, it's a pathetic thing to own, but it's true.
4:13 a.m. You've been having a beer at 4:13 a.m. at some point in your life.
Last
Thursday.
Friday morning, Saturday morning. Yeah.
You can pinpoint it.
Okay. You know when I like the 9 a.m. beer best, or really the 7 a.m., 8 a.m., whenever you wake up, is when you're down at 38, when you're down on the beach. Something about that salt air that makes you want to have that early beer.
Now, normally, I don't go into the – I normally eat really early on the beach because I pack a bunch of sandwiches and beers. And like 10:30, 10:45 seems like a good time to get into it.
Seems like a good time.
Let me tell you, I stopped by.
That feels like a good time.
I stopped by one of our great sponsors. I stopped by one of our great sponsors yesterday, Way to Wellness, and they're having to work their butts off to keep the weight off me.
Oh, I bet.
They were like,
so they put a beer tap in your studio.
not one,
listen,
but two.
Listen, I'm at that age now where the young girls who work there call me Mr. Jim. Mr. Jim, you didn't lose any weight again this week. I said, I know. I said, maintaining is a key for me.
That's right.
Now.
At my age?
Well, you build muscle with weight training.
She was like, so why do you think you didn't lose any weight this week? And I said, because they always ask you that question. And I said, well, it's pretty easy. I've been having beer at work. Oh, you drink at work? I said, yeah.
You work at a bar?
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
I'll tell you, not man. Really. Watching Mad Men, Don Draper never gained any weight.
He
drank
not.
All day.
That's what we call fantasy. Yeah. But shout out to Way to Wellness.
You know what? He was drinking bourbon neat. We've got bourbon back there.
Yeah, that's when Jim will not make it to the 1 o'clock hour.
That could get interesting.
That's when the Indian comes out of here.
I would tell you that that when we play poker in our little poker club,
right?
If I am winning early, like I get offered bourbon quick by everybody at the table. Jim, let me pour you a bourbon. We got this new bourbon over here. I'll take a sip of that.
Sure.
My chips are gone like instantly.
What
at that
happens?
Point.
I've got eight cards now.
You know, this is how Vegas was built, too. Right?
Exactly. Part of our show brought to you by Lanyus, and I'll get to a question someone has about Virginia Tech and West Virginia in the chat room over there. Lanyus Furniture, a great place to save some money up the road.
Yeah, here at the Next Round, we're excited to have Lanyus Furniture as a sponsor of the show. Our longtime viewers and listeners have known Lanyus Furniture as Alabama's go-to for Lazy Boy value, as well as other great brands such as Flexsteel, Universal, Bernhardt, and many others. It's a short drive to the huge showrooms in Warrior. Definitely worth the drive when you check out those great prices and the fact that Lanyus Furniture keeps a gigantic inventory that allows for immediate delivery. If you've shopped for furniture during the past 18 months, you know it's very hard to find, but John Lanyus and his staff made the decision to place even larger orders to fill their warehouses during the beginning days of the pandemic, and they've never let up. The result? Lanyus Furniture has one of the largest in-stock inventories of Lazy Boy and many other products. They can quickly deliver your new furniture anywhere in the state. Go see them today in Warrior, or if you like, shop 24/7 at LanyusFurnitureCompany.com. That's Lanyus Furniture in Warrior, your home for Lazy Boy.
Okay, so save that one. Let me hit these first.
Okay.
Smuff says you can't be day drunk if you don't drink in the morning.
That is true.
Corey wants to know, is Rockstar and LT related, not by blood, but in spirit, right?
Well, that's a weird question. Yeah, no, we're not related. Are we, Lance?
Not that I know of.
But in spirit. I mean, you guys are like brothers.
Too. I did do the 23andMe. Have you done it?
I haven't spit yet.
What if it ends up you guys are related?
We look just alike.
Yeah, there's so much resemblance.
Mike says, nothing like going to get your first beer when the game day song comes on, which is now 8 a.m. when the game day song comes on.
It's getting after it there now.
Yeah. You used to have a regimen of how you drink on game days. You used to...
Yeah, I never started really, unless I'm going to a game. If I go to a game, then I'm kind of with the crowd. And, you know, if we get on a bus and we're heading somewhere, then... I'll start partaking early.
But your progression of beer to dark water by game windows, right?
So the way it worked up until this season's been a little bit different, but it was 11 o'clock, I would start drinking Stella. And then at 2:30, I would start drinking bourbon. And I would just drink bourbon throughout. And then it went a few years ago, I would start drinking at 11 o'clock. And then at 6 o'clock, 6:30, after the 2:30s, I would start drinking bourbon. Now, believe it or not, I've waited till noon to start drinking.
Oh, wow.
And then I don't drink the bourbon until about 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So it's getting later and later.
Yeah,
so when the sun finds
its
place in the western sky, that's when the bourbon starts to fly.
But again, the problem is, like, this weekend we've got San Jose State and Hawaii.
That's a late game.
And I will not go to sleep until that game's over.
Yep. It's a late one.
Yeah. What time the Rams kick?
You're not a Bloody Mary guy?
Oof. I'm a Bloody Mary guy in spots like, again, if we jumped on one of these like Sprinter vans and there was 10 of us heading to Auburn or Tuscaloosa for a game and people were passing out the Chick-fil-A biscuits and people had pre-made the Bloody Marys, I would partake in one of those. But I'm a one Bloody Mary guy. I don't love them.
Me too.
I'd almost rather go screwdrivers in the morning.
I go about half of the Bloody Mary and then it gets old for me.
Yeah, people that can pound out like four or five Bloody Marys.
That's a heavy drink.
But you can see their eyeballs, man. They get full of that liquid. You could flip a coin in that eye and make a wish.
I love it when people get our show.
Yes.
And this in the chat room is the essence of our show. Corey writes, Brown, do not doubt me on sound. Also, Brown, I'm going deaf. That's so true. That is the essence of our show right there.
Yeah. Michael, essence of our show, too. Nothing is funnier than Dunaway trying to hype up a game and then LT shooting it down with a bazooka.
You blew it right out of the sky.
You were trying to hype up a 22-point spread.
Dude, we have We have a handful of games tonight. One of them is in the NFC East.
I think that's the game to talk about, though. I think this is an interesting game because one of these teams is going to go 0-2. New York's won five consecutive games against Washington. There was a high expectation for Washington to win this division. You go in an 0-2 hole with a backup quarterback against a bad, what
game
looks
over.
To be a bad New York Giants team. That's a problem.
Put it in my vein, man. Go ahead. NFC East tonight, right
I'm
here.
Excited about the game. Chase Young will dominate this game tonight.
Okay.
That New York Giants offensive line is awful.
All right. The Browns about to tell you how you can get a ticket to any college football game you want. Apparently, it will not be Ohio and Louisiana.
I don't know why you'd go to that.
Anytime soon. When we come back, we'll jump into the question about the Virginia Tech-West Virginia line you have in the chat room. Apparently, I haven't noticed, but apparently that is doing something quirky. And we'll update you on a key injury that will impact Florida and Alabama this weekend. And you can hear me tonight with Coach Saban on the Hey Coach Show around the Crimson Tide Sports Network on great radio stations around the state of Alabama.
That is correct, Jim. And if you want to go see a college football game of your choice and get free tickets to do it, Mortgage Right tells you how. They're going to help one lucky winner land two tickets to any regular season college football home game in the nation. For your chance to win, visit MortgageRight.com/TNR. That's for the next round. MortgageRight.com/TNR. All you got to do is submit a mortgage application. So any application during this month of September, it's automatically entered into the contest. And the lucky winner is drawn out October 1. So if you want that winner to be you, go to MortgageRight.com/TNR and start your application today. NMLS 2239. Mortgage Right, Equal Housing Lender.
Follow Brownie on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown Live.
At AmFirst, you always come first, especially during this summer of freedom. That's why they're offering their very best rates to members right now, so you can hit the road and see it all with an even lower auto loan. And while you're feeling so free, you'll get even more for free from AmFirst, like free gas when you refinance your car, free rewards on checking, and the chance to get more free in giveaways and prizes. AmFirst is making your summer freer than ever, because this is your summer, the summer of freedom at AmFirst. For more information, visit them online, amfirst.org/promotions. Available to qualifying members only. Certain restrictions apply. AmFirst is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 403456. Federally insured by the NCUA. No purchase necessary. For complete offer details and rules, call 1-800-633-8431 or visit them online for more information. Go to amfirst.org. Again, go online, amfirst.org.
Are you sick of leasing your life away? Ryan Brown here from the Next Round. Mortgage Right has the cure. With locations nationwide, our friends at Mortgage Right are dedicated to making the home buying process easy. They are eager to offer tips, tools, and a staff of industry professionals to move you in with confidence. So if you're ready to let go of the leasing life and start living life, Mortgage Right can help. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR to get started. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. Start your day online at nextroundlive.com. Get all the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. And it's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and our entire Double Down Media podcast family, all at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app. Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com. That's nextroundlive.com.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast, The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family, all at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
Take a second to listen to me. Do you have problems sleeping? Is your energy down? Your workouts not the same? Is your libido down? Your problem could be as simple as low testosterone. Whatever the challenge, the Alabama Men's Clinic has a solution. You can come in, get a medical consultation and blood work. If medically advised and you start your low T treatments that day in the office, your visit is free. Set up that appointment by calling 205-598-7000 or go to the website alabamamensclinic.com. Another side effect could be depression, and most men wait a year or longer before ever getting tested. The goal line to better sleep, more energy, a rekindled love life, and more may be as simple as getting your low T checkup at Alabama Men's Clinic. Located in Birmingham to serve you, the number again, 205-598-7000, or one click at alabamamensclinic.com. That's alabamamensclinic.com.
Cool weather is approaching, and now is the time to get your heating system checked out. Excalibur Services excels in all residential heating, cooling, or electrical problems or upgrades you may have in your home. Owned by a Marine veteran, Excalibur uses highly trained HVAC and electrical service experts to ensure the job is done correctly and in a timely manner. If you're looking for a company you can trust to do it right, call Excalibur today at 205-718-8688 or excaliburservice.com. Excalibur Services, Alabama license number 152.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. I'm absolutely loving my Alfa Romeo Stelvio that I've been in for months now. And right now, you can get up to $3,500 bonus cash plus 1.9% financing for 72 months on the all-new 2021 Alfa Romeo Giulias and the Stelvios in Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. Come experience the passion and performance of Alfa Romeo. Alfa Romeo USA of Birmingham.com, 1837 Grants Mill Road, exit 27, right off of I-459.
You know, our friends at Gutter Cap have been with us a long time. And I feel sorry for C-Stu because, I mean, he loves college football and he enjoys watching Alabama and Auburn and cheers for Alabama and Auburn. But he is a lifelong LSU fan. And I just wonder what's going to happen to LSU this year. I really do.
I was at our friends at Shea's, and they have got a new employee, and he is an LSU grad. And mm-hmm. So we were talking LSU football, and he actually went to the Rose Bowl,
yep.
Spent all that money and that time to go see that beatdown, and he thought this year was going to be different.
I did too.
He said, look, I'm still on board. We love Orgeron. And so I think there is, to me, I don't know about you guys, it feels like there's a division amongst that fan base that – look what he did for us. He seems to be a face of this program. He seems to be a perfect fit. That was one of the greatest college teams of all time. We can give you a pass on the 5-5 last year. It was a weird year for everyone, and it was an all-SEC schedule. But what we've seen early on doesn't look like the LSU that we're used to.
And you think Saturday night, SEC Network 6:30, they got their hands full. Am I going too far on that?
Well, it's a 19-point spread. LT thought it was a good pick by me that they get inside of 19.
All right. So I'm going too far on it then.
Not in jeopardy of losing the game.
So what was it, 4 years ago when Troy went into Baton Rouge and beat them? This would
maybe be
a similar situation.
Okay.
I mean, it would not blow me away.
Right. But once they get past that, Dunaway.
That's what I'm concerned about,
bro. It is a fascinating stretch of football for them. Listen to their stretch between Central Michigan and La Monroe. All right, here's their stretch of football. At Mississippi State.
Yep.
I don't know that we know State yet, but I think we'll get a little hint on them against Memphis this week. That's a tough game for them.
I think that's a really tough game. And again, I think Mississippi State's going to be Jekyll and Hyde all year. I think that's a game they probably lose.
Hosting Auburn.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know that we know Auburn yet.
Before you go through this whole schedule, I brought up Gutter Cap. Let's do Gutter Cap and then get to all of this.
Why C-Stu is so upset.
Gutter Cap is a patent aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters, keeping out the debris, eliminate that gutter cleaning forever. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. Our friend C-Stu can help you out. Right now, 45% off the retail price. Call him, 823-2212. Tell him the Next Round was talking about him. You want to make him feel good, get Gutter Cap today, guttercapbirmingham.com. Cap it, don't snap it.
We had somebody from the chat room, Next Round Live, call him up earlier, and they wrote back saying what a nice guy C-Stu was.
You won't meet a nicer guy than him, but he's still upset because of this. So at Mississippi State, hosting Auburn, and again, we'll learn a lot about Auburn Saturday night, a lot about Auburn. Then they're at Kentucky, which yesterday you labeled as a loss.
That's a loss.
All right. Yeah. Then they host.
They may be 0-3 in that stretch.
They host Florida, which, again, that's a team I think we'll learn a lot about on Saturday.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And I would think by that point, you're not going to see a two-quarterback system.
Then they're at Ole Miss, which I think we've learned a pretty good bit about Ole Miss.
So pretty good Ole Miss wins that game.
Then, after a bye week, they're at Alabama.
Yeah,
I think we know who Alabama is.
Then, after they play Alabama, which traditionally, just as Miami, the week after playing Alabama, a lot of teams struggle. For whatever reason, they host Arkansas. Yep. I mean, guys, that I mean, is they a could brutal be 0 and, stretch of football.
They could be 0-7.
Easily.
They could be 3-4, 4-3.
I think 4-3 might be their cap. But now, if you're 4-3 through that stretch, you've got three losses with A&M still on the schedule.
Yeah, no, if you're 4-3 in that stretch, you got four losses because you lost to UCLA.
I thought I said that. Did I say three? Yeah, you got four losses.
Boy, A&M has become a team that...
They're an unknown.
Well, I mean, watching the first half against Kent State and then watching four quarters against Colorado, I don't think A&M, at least at this point, is a really good team.
They're missing a trigger man.
They're missing a couple of things.
Well, I think they will
missing that perimeter threat. Yeah. Calzada, I don't think is going to be the long-time answer. I don't know if Haynes King is going to be the long-time answer.
I don't think they're missing anything defensively, though. I think they're pretty good defensively.
How closely did you guys watch Texas A&M Colorado?
I watched almost the entire second half.
Could you? Am I wrong about this? Maybe I was just imagining this because it would go with the narrative. Did you seem to think Jimbo Fisher started out trying to be as patient as he could with Calzada?
Furious with
him. The deeper the game went, the more furious he got with him. Because Jimbo and Stan White.
The fumble going into the end zone.
Oh, yeah. Stan White will tell you this, and Stan will be with us later. Anybody that's played for Jimbo Fisher will tell you he's one of the hardest coaches to play for. He is hard on his quarterbacks. And it looked like he understood Calzada kind of got thrown into the fire, and he tried to be patient with him. But the more the game went, the more furious he got.
And it was the kind of furious. Now, I didn't have the up top 22, but it was the kind of furious that – makes you think that Jimbo called a play that we work on in practice all the time. You know who's open.
Right.
And he was open, and you throw it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Or you didn't throw it.
It is what it felt like. I don't know. Jimbo, he got more and more frustrated as that game went. And it seemed as though he tried to be as patient as he could with Calzada, and he finally just gave up on that.
Yeah. So interesting where we are with LSU, Texas A&M. LT tells us about this West Virginia-Virginia Tech game that Bubba had wants to talk about here in just a second. Our friends at Hemp Hill want to remind you that college football season's here, and as always, you want to make the right call, and when you need something taken care of at your house, Hemp Hill's the call to make.
Yes, by now you know Hemp Hill Services is my go-to guys for all things heating and cooling. Hemp Hill Services have been serving Birmingham since 1954. They're who Birmingham trusts. They're who I trust to do the job right and at a fair price. Hemp Hill Services is an independent train dealer. They service all makes and models for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Do what I do. Call Hemp Hill Services. It's hard to stop a train. 205-229-2090. That's 205-229-2090.
So one of my favorite games this weekend, and it's in the early window, 11 o'clock on FS1, is Virginia Tech at West Virginia. Bubba Head says, hey, LT, what's going on with the VTWV line? It hasn't really moved. He may be just surprised it's that close with what he saw with Virginia Tech against North Carolina.
West Virginia will win this game, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think West Virginia is the better team. I think they've got the better defense. Virginia Tech, it was a nice first outing against North Carolina on that Friday night in Blacksburg. The better quarterback to me is probably Daigie and then Letty Brown. I said this yesterday on the show. I think he'll take this game over. West Virginia right now opened at 3, dipped to 2.5. It's sitting at 3 right now.
That would be a bad loss for the ACC because Virginia Tech all of a sudden had become that conversation, Brown, that maybe they're the second best team behind Clemson.
I got a feeling that you like Virginia Tech, though.
I do like Virginia Tech.
Here it comes, Rockstar. Well, can you see it? Can you see it coming, Rockstar?
After the show, Dunaway brought it up to me. He said, look, we don't have a stake bet on a game this weekend. I'm willing to take West Virginia. I'll give you the 3, not even the 2.5. I'll give you the 3 if you would like that.
Oh, you'll give me the 3. Yep. So confident he's giving me an extra hook, Brown.
I mean, he is a giver.
You're the guy that's up.
I am. What am I up, 3? I think I'm 3.
Sounds right.
We, by the way, this Royal Betting State Bet update, royalbettinginc.com, Highway 31 at Pelham. We traded wins this weekend. I got Iowa beating Iowa State, which he didn't think would happen. I got that. But, of course, we had another one of those pseudo no-hitters, the combined no-hitters that we counted this year for the record.
I don't know who threw it. I just saw
it was a combination of brewers.
Yeah.
I don't think those should count, but I counted both of them this year because it was such a – because I'm a giver, too. But I'll take this one. I'll take Virginia Tech. Hokey, hokey, Hokie High. Do I put enough Hokies in there?
I think it's just Hokie Hokie High.
I thought it was three Hokies. Is it Hokie Hokie High or is it Hokie Hokie
High? Our guys from VPI or something like that.
I think it's Hokie 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 High, our guys from VPI.
Maybe so.
Two Hokies or three Hokies? Let us know in the chat room. That is a Royal Betting State Bet update. I get three plus
three. You're getting three. What do you guys think would be the better atmosphere, Virginia Tech or West Virginia?
For a game?
Oh, yeah. I think Virginia Tech for a big game. Although I know people, well, we've got a good friend that graduated from West Virginia, but I don't know if they were any good when she was there. But I had a friend back when West Virginia was in the Big East, and this guy grew up a massive Alabama fan, but a guy we played college golf with is from West Virginia. And he went to a West Virginia-Miami game that mattered in the Big East. It's when Miami was winning championships. And he was blown away at the atmosphere. He was like, I mean, it's SEC-like. And he had been to a bunch of SEC stadiums.
Oh, diehard fans.
Yeah.
And yeah. I liked the West Virginia. I think it was Auburn fans who told me that to went there. They were, compared to Kansas State fans, hostile in Morgantown, very welcoming in the Little Apple.
I heard some of that. I heard, like, you don't want to go back to Morgantown, but I'd go back to Manhattan in
a heartbeat. Whole state is behind that team.
Well, it is. Only team in that state.
Well, Marshall.
By the way, speaking of lines, Wimp texted me at 6:30 this morning to inform me CBS has the line at 11. We gave him 11.5 yesterday. CBS has it at 11.
He would be a pain in the ass if you were his bookie.
He knows it fluctuates,
right? Correct, yeah.
So he got locked in.
I know. I can tell you what he's leading towards. He's going to want to do a separate Friday segment just for the Blue Plate. Like we do our normal segment with Wimp on Wednesday. And then Friday, he comes back and gives us the Blue Plate. That's what he's angling for. I'll just go ahead and predict it.
Well, why don't we just do a Friday segment instead of a Wednesday segment?
I don't know. I think he wanted to do Wednesday to begin with. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
You understand, like, if I was to call my bookmaker right now.
I know how
and
it
say,
works,
I want West Virginia -3, I'm locked in. And if something happens, we'll say Letty Brown gets ruled ineligible for whatever reason, COVID protocol, and he was out, and that number dropped to a pick.
You're locked in. That's right.
Also, big news out of Florida in our Precision Sports injury update today. Florida linebacker Ventrell Miller is out for the Alabama game. Now, this is a second team all-SEC performer. He had bicep surgery on a tendon that's actually going to get him back to play a lot of the season, but he couldn't play until he had the surgery, so missed the Alabama game, but back in time for the cocktail party and all that later on. That was, you know, more important. They made that decision. So no Ventrell Miller this weekend for the Gators, according to those that cover Florida. You can Mohamed Diabate is the guy that they will count on to call plays and move him in. Jeremiah Moon also moved from the edge to inside before the season started by Todd Grantham. So that's the moves at the linebacker position. One of the key injury updates before the big Alabama-Florida showdown, 2:30 on CBS 42 this weekend. That update brought to you by our friends at Precision Sports.
Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, affiliated with Brookwood Baptist Health. Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, 9 convenient locations, including the Southern Orthopedic Sports Medicine Associates location in Jasper. Now with 14 total providers, you can make that same-day appointment for orthopedic and sports medicine care. Call 855- 219-6200 or visit them online, precisionsportsortho.com.
And instantly, in the last 5 minutes now, the Orlando Sentinel now reporting that Ventrell actually, after the surgery, done for the season.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All
so right. That quickly, he is out for the season, according to the Orlando Sentinel there. All right. College football conversation continues on. Joel Klatt coming up at the top of the hour. We'll talk to him. But up next, Rockstar has our 3-and-out today. Quirky questions from Rocky next, right here on the Next Round.
Follow Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Vulcan Tire and Automotive. 4 great locations right here in Birmingham. The next time you need one or a set of new tires, do yourself a favor. Stop by, see the guys at Vulcan Tire and Auto. Locally owned and operated with a wide selection of the top tire brands available. The guys there can get you set and get you safely back out on the road. Again, 4 locations in Birmingham, Hoover, Moody, Trustful, and Gardendale. For more information, you can always visit them online. Check them out today, VulcanTireandAuto.com.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. You've heard me for years talk about our friends at Bromberg's Jewelers, and we welcome you to stop by and see that great customer service at the Mountain Brook and Summit locations. But we'd also love for you to check out their new online shop. They've got plenty to choose from. Great gifts, big and small. Available online, they've got David Yurman, Tudor watches, select diamond and gemstone jewelry, William Henry, seasonal and favorite giftware items, and baby gifts as well. They've even got an online sell section. For more information, Bromberg's.com.
The season for golf is far from over. Ryan Brown here for the Next Round. Make sure you take advantage of the great weather heading our way at Ballantrae Golf Club. 620-GOLF, 620-4653. It's also never too late to fix your game. The Thompson School of Golf is based there at Ballantrae. They can help you as well. 620-GOLF for a tee time, 620-4653. 18 championship holes of golf at Ballantrae, always in fantastic shape, and it is so easy to get to. They treat you like family there at Ballantrae. Take it from me. I love the game. 620-GOLF, 620-4653.
Nothing to do tonight? Wanna bet? It's non-stop gaming action at the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. You'll find the latest and greatest games featuring fun bonuses and big jackpots. Wager and win on horse and greyhound races from all over the world. And try your luck on our popular sports parlay promotion. Don't miss your chance to win at the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Located off I-459, exit 31. Must be 21 or older.
Greystone Chiropractic and their brand new facility in Tattersall Park is the premier family wellness office in Birmingham. Dr. Lee Goldenberg is committed to helping families unleash their unlimited healing potential naturally in a beautiful and stress-free environment. Voted best in Birmingham 3 years in a row, nominated for Shelby County Healthcare Provider of the Year. What sets Dr. Goldenberg and Greystone Chiropractic apart? Their attention to detail, their thorough approach with patients, and their excellent customer service. I trust my family with Dr. Goldenberg. You can too. Visit GreystoneChiropractor.com or call 981-8090.
Did you know 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer? September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and the expert urologists at Urology Centers of Alabama are leading the way in diagnosing and treating men with prostate cancer. Early detection is the key to survival. Guys, if you're over 50, it's time to have your PSA levels checked. It only requires a simple blood test and physical exam. With 13 convenient locations, making an appointment is a no-brainer. Visit UrologyCentersAlabama.com or call 205-930-0920.
Football season is now in full swing, and you need to be winning with us at LancesLock.com. You get the free lock during the show, but get even more with a subscription at LancesLock.com. Get Lance's full slate of college football games every Saturday, as well as Sunday's NFL, all with the same subscription. No complicated or expensive weekend packages. Get everything, all leagues, every day. Only $90 a month, breaking down to $3 a day. If you want to win this football season, jump on your phone, tablet, or computer right now and go to LancesLock.com and get on board with us.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it, it's Gutter Cap.
Those big home games are coming, and you need the game day gear from the Pants Store. Game day polos from Cutter and Buck, Antigua and Taylor and Mick. Every guy loves a great hat. The Pants Store has all the hats. Yeti coolers, cups, Huggies, plus sunglass brands for men and women. Ray-Ban, Costa, and Gooder. See everything at PantsStore.com, including ladies' game day fashion in smocked waist shorts, skirts, skorts, booties, and bodysuits. All this at 5 locations of the Pants Store in Crestline, Leeds, Trustful, Tuscaloosa, Huntsville, and online at PantsStore.com.
Football happening tonight. Listen, if you have not watched Alabama A&M the last couple of years, Akil Glass, the quarterback, is worth the price of admission. They're on ESPNU tonight, Alabama A&M, 6:30 on the U. They get Bethune-Cookman down in Daytona Beach. They just snuck by South Carolina State, Alabama A&M, 42-41 in the opener. Some people are projecting Alabama A&M to win the HBCU National Championship
wow.
this year. That's how good Akil Glass is. So you can watch him tonight. Ohio and Louisiana's at 7 on ESPN. Not a good game. I think it's a good game. LT says not a good game. So don't watch that one. Giants and the Washington football team, 7:20 tonight. on the NFL Network. Remember, in fact, they're coming by my townhome today, the folks at Wayne's, to crank back up my EnviroPest treatment, my EnviroPest service. You can get the EnviroPest service for my friends at Wayne's by using the TNR code, and you'll save $60 off that first EnviroPest service. How good is Wayne's? Well, since 1973, they've been taking care of your neighbors. Maybe you've used them in the past and for some reason got away from Wayne's. You need to come home to Wayne's right now, like over 100,000 families in the SEC footprint are doing right now. So if you're listening to us or watching us in Nashville or Knoxville, down in Auburn, Alabama, or Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Wayne's can help you with the pest at home. Keep those out. They give you termite protection, mosquito control, lawn care services, and they do that for the entire Next Round family. Exclusive provider for us. All you have to do is call 866-WAYNES-1, 866-WAYNES-1, an easy number to remember, and also remember TNR at checkout right there. All right, Rockstar, you got three and out today?
I do.
You do?
You got four
of those three and outs?
I do.
All four of them.
They're brought to you by our friends at Vulcan Tires.
Hey, it's still hot out in Alabama. Drop by any of those four locations of Vulcan Tire and Auto for one of their AC checks to make sure you've got the fluids under the hood to stay cool behind the wheel. Four locations at online, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
First down.
What is an amazing movie that had an absolutely awful sequel?
So I'm going to go straight sequel. I'm not going like 3, 4, because if you know, Jaws is number two. One of my top fives of all time. Jaws 4, The Revenge was awful.
Yeah, Godfather 3, you don't want to go there.
Right. I've never understood why they did a remake of Wall Street. Now, Michael Douglas was nominated
never even
for
heard
Golden
of it.
Globe. Yeah, Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps. Shia LaBeouf was in it. Yep. I actually watched it.
I had no interest.
And Wall Street, the original Oliver Stone movie, you know, in the height of those Wall Street days and the brokers of the 80s and everything that was going on with Charlie Sheen and Michael Douglas, was a great movie. Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, not so good.
I always go to Caddyshack, Brown.
It's terrible.
Caddyshack was good. Caddyshack 2,
see,
horrible.
I never saw 2.
Oh, 2 was awful. Don't even waste your time. But there's a common thread, I think, in Caddyshack 2 and what I'm about to tell you. One of my all-time favorite movies is The Sting, which featured...
James Caan?
No. But it featured one of the great movie duos of all time, in my opinion, Paul Newman and Robert Redford. Those guys were so good together.
Robert Shaw in that, too.
Robert Shaw plays a fantastic part. They did a sequel. They couldn't get Newman and Redford, so you know who they went to?
Laurel and Hardy?
Jackie Gleason.
Oh.
What?
Yes.
Jackie Gleason.
And I think they tried to maybe not go slapstick, or maybe that wasn't their intention.
Yeah, but for a comedic actor, I mean, he is one of the greatest ever.
Yeah, but that was not a... I mean, there was comedy in The Sting, obviously, but...
Some.
Yeah. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Second down.
If a female version exactly like you walked in and struck up a conversation with you, what do you think would be her icebreaker?
Oh.
Mine would be, are you uncomfortable too?
Yeah. No, she would talk about Dunaway's feet, right?
I wouldn't have open-toed shoes on. But if we were barefoot around the house, I've got good feet.
I usually take a shot at an accessory or something. But for me, I don't know. Maybe she'd want to do a shot.
Did you watch the Rams game?
Did you watch the Rams game?
Yeah. Well, she said that.
That would be interesting.
Thank God Jared Goff's going. Am I right? What are you drinking?
Lockhead last night?
Yeah, this is a tough question.
It is a tough question. I mean, mine will be some sort of golf question. Like, did you play today?
Mine would be something about live music, I think.
Live music, huh?
Yeah.
Cool.
No, it would be something about, hey, have you ever gone to a concert at Red Rocks? My answer would be no. I've always wanted to go there. And boy, I've had a lot of friends go lately.
To Red Rocks?
Yeah. Like on my timeline on Instagram.
Yeah, but I think there's been a lot of like widespread shows out there in Fish, right?
I mean, I'm sure they play that, but, you know.
But those seems like.
Avett Brothers were there recently and friends were there.
I know that's a destination, you know, venue, but it seems like, you know, widespread fans, Fish fans, they travel everywhere. And if they have an opportunity to go to Red Rock, they're going to go there.
I had friends see Need to Breathe there the other night. And I think Jonas Brothers and Kelsey Ballerini was there the other night. Somebody
I knew
was there.
That's music. That's what I want.
Third down.
Speaking of the Jonas Brothers, what little thing gives you happiness?
An outdoor fire.
That is a good one. That's a great smell.
I've got an outdoor fireplace, and I can sit out there and just build a fire and sit out there by myself.
You know, there's a, you know, you get those ads on Instagram?
Yeah.
two guys in the pandemic made the city fire pit, it's called. It's like something about this big in your hand, and you just are able to easily light it over and over. It's like a, and it gives you a nice blaze where you can do s'mores and stuff on
it.
You
hold it in your hand?
No, you. But it's about the size of one of those tin can candles, but a little bigger. And you can just set it down on your deck or anywhere or on the beach and light it up. And they showed demonstrations. I thought it was pretty cool. Fire would be my answer, too. I like that a lot.
I think it's just a well-cooked meal for me.
I like that, well-cooked.
No, just a well-cooked meal that meets your expectations. I mean, that's... If a meal meets my expectations, I am thrilled with that. And my wife says my expectations sometimes are too high for the meals, and she feels a lot of pressure on that. But I always tell her that she
when
doesn't. When
Dunaway was 16, it was a handsy, wasn't it?
Fourth down.
What current?
Always a little disappointed.
Yeah.
Is that it?
There's a stick shift. What current female celebrity would get the majority of Americans to agree is hot?
I'm going
to
tell you right now. Look
Ariana
at that.
Grande.
It is no. It is Kay Adams.
She's
I
on
think
our TV
Kay Adams looks
here.
Better than Ariana Grande. There's something exotic about Ariana Grande.
The queen is dead.
No,
you know what's done it? She's going to be on The Voice now. She's a judge on
Kay
The
Adams
Voice.
Is?
No,
oh,
Ariana Grande.
She'll be able to
is.
Hide behind Kelly Clarkson.
It's not hard.
But I'm telling you, if people aren't, and I would say that you guys tell me 99% of people that are out and about probably know who Ariana Grande is. I don't know if everybody knows who Kay Adams is.
No, but you've long been a fan.
But do you guys agree around the panel that she is
Kay
super
Adams
attractive?
Is very attractive, yes.
She is very attractive.
Yeah.
She's got where she tries really too hard for me.
No, she does, and I think she would be, she'd probably be difficult, not that Ariana wouldn't be high maintenance.
Yeah. Oh, really? You don't think?
But I don't think there's anybody that could look at Kay Adams and be like, ooh, nah, I just don't find her attractive.
That is three and out today, brought to you by
our
friends.
Answer.
Oh. I'll go with Kay Adams.
Yeah, I thought Kay Adams. We were agreeing with you.
Okay.
All right. Well, there we go.
That is it's no a majority.
Idea. No idea who it is. Yeah. All right.
Three and out, brought to you by our friends at Vulcan Tire with those four great locations. When we come back, Joel Klatt is with us on the next round.
Follow the next round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.